It's Wednesday on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
November 7th.
I'm so excited for this.
Music Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm nerding out over here a little bit.
Exciting music events. Two great music events coming up in the near future here in the Midwest, and excited to share them with our listeners today.
I have my hymnal out. You know it's going to be a good day.
It's always a good day when you get the hymnal out. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. You know, I don't think I asked what coffee you had yesterday.
Or for the last couple days. That's fine. Our listeners just are dying to know. This is Rwandan. It's very dark. I like it, though. Earrings make noise.
I hear that. You didn't ask what's in my
what
cup
is in your
morning.
Cup, Andy?
It's not coffee. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's sad.
Tea. I'm warming up with tea this
what
morning.
What kind of tea?
Lemon. It's kind of a mix.
Oh, boy.
Lemon tea and like wild blueberry something.
Well, that
I don't
sounds
know.
Fun.
Yeah. So
it's good for a cold morning.
Warming me up this morning. It's good.
When it's going to snow later this week.
Oh, man. Crazy weather here in Missouri. Speaking of crazy weather. Coming up November 17th, I think it was five years ago. Has it been that long? There was a tornado that came through here in the Midwest and affected our brothers and sisters over at St. John's Lutheran Church in New Minden. And so every year they remember that and give thanks to God that he spared them and provided for them. Their sanctuary was certainly affected, but you know, he provided for them. And this year they have something really special
going on
that day. It's a music event going on that weekend, and help us share that with you today, Pastor Tim Miller. He's pastor at St. John's Lutheran Church in New Minden, Illinois. Pastor Miller, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for the privilege. It's great to be here.
You have a great event, and you know, we saw in the notes, we saw organ and hymn festival coming up, and churches do that from time to time, but as we dug into the notes a little bit more and realized, oh, there's some history this.
Man.
Sarah is like...
I'm seriously nerding out. I'm not even kidding. Did you see my face while I was reading this?
So before we get too deep into what's going on at the Organ and Hymn Festival on November 18th at St. John's, let's talk a little bit about how music is a key part of the ministry of God's Word at St. John's Lutheran Church in New Minden, Illinois.
Yeah, well, you know, the apostle talks about letting the word of Christ dwelling in us richly by psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And you know, how blessed we are that the Lord has given us music as a way to lift up the words and give them fuller expression in our heart and soul. And you know, it's a powerful thing enough just to read and hear the word, but to sing the word, there's just an added blessing there. And we're so glad for our heritage that we have as Lutherans, with so many great hymns and that proclaim Christ and sing of him in such a great way.
Mm-hmm. And so there is some great history behind the music that has been chosen for this organ and hymn festival. And before we get into that history, we should introduce our second guest, Dr. Nancy Peterson. She's organist at Zion Lutheran Church in Muskuta, Illinois, and will be the organist at the Organ and Hymn Festival at St. John's on November 18th. Dr. Peterson, thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me join in.
Looking forward to learning more about this event. And Sarah's like squealing. She's dying to ask questions here, so I'm going to have to hand it over to her. But tell us a little bit about who wants to give us a little bit of the history that serves as the theme for this hymn festival.
Well, our theme is O Christ, Our True and Only Light, which is a hymn in Lutheran service book, and it dates from the 30 Years War, which was 1618 to 1648. And my sons, Jacob and Paul, are kind of history nerds. And Jacob's a pastor in Emma, Missouri. And he did a paper that he presented to his circuit pastors last January about hymns of the 30 Years' War. It's 400 years since the war started. And it was fascinating to see some of these hymns and what deep meaning they have and how expressive they are in our time of need, but also joy that we have in Christ. And we've been trying to have some kind of a hymn festival every year since the tornado celebrate God's gifts together using the new instrument we have after the tornado. And so this seemed like a logical step, and kind of almost by coincidence, it turns out to be the same weekend as the fifth anniversary of the tornado, and also a week after the 100th anniversary of the conclusion of World War I. Lots for which to give thanks and praise to God, and let the light of Christ continue to dwell on us richly in our own dark times, personally, and whatever they might be in our lives today.
That's such a great collaboration of things. I don't know. My brain is like going a million miles because this is so fun. But it's so cool to
coincide.
Yeah, there you go. It's a better word. The coffee's really working today.
I think I could use some of that coffee too. It's really good.
It's interesting to me anyway, and hopefully to a lot of other people who sing these hymns every week in church. It's so interesting to understand the history behind a lot of them, and to put the text in a historical context, especially with all of the great hymn writers during the 30 Years' War. I think Paul Gerhardt, I believe, is one of them,
right,
if I'm not mistaken. So understanding the context of where these hymns come from is great. What are the other hymns that are going to be sung that night?
Well, we had some that we chose ourselves, as Dr. Peterson helped with this, some for their historical significance. Hymns like, you mentioned Paul Gerhardt, one of his hymns, From Land to Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth. And Dr. Peterson can tell you about something special planned for that one.
Do you want me to chime in right now on that one or come back later?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, that one is a setting that features sort of a conversation between God the Father talking to his son about what his son is supposed to do, and then his son Jesus responding, "Yes, Father, yes, I will do this willingly." And so those two verses are going to be sung as solos by my husband Josh and my son Knut. And the neat thing is their voices are very similar, but one's a little more mature than the other, so it has a neat father-son effect, so it'll paint the text even better.
Mm.
That's cool.
Wow, now I want to hear it.
I know. Right,
tell us more about some of the other hymns that have been selected for that evening, Dr. Peterson.
Oh, I haven't been that involved in the selection,
because
that was Pastor Mueller.
But, oh, okay.
Actually, I can tell you, though, that all of these hymns were largely part of the repertoire by the time the Baroque era and music rolled around, and the organ that the church chose to have replaced their destroyed instrument was built by Martin Ott, a local builder. It's entirely mechanical action, and so it's very much in the style of the Baroque instruments that would have been used by Bach and Buxtehude and so on. And so I'm actually playing a couple of settings of these hymn tunes that date from those earlier years that were in common use by the Baroque era and written then in more elaborate settings by Bach during the 1700s.
How will you, make useful use of this particular organ in leading the congregation in singing?
Well, I'm doing my best to use all the different colors that the instrument has and paint the text as much as I can, but definitely we're trying to focus on bringing out the song of the congregation. So while the organ is being featured, especially during the recital that will precede the organ festival, during the service itself, we're really trying to bring out the congregation's voice to bring life to the texts and the tunes. So I'll hopefully use the organ to encourage that.
Tell us a little bit more about the the music that will happen before the hymn sing, the recital happening earlier. I think you're doing some works by Buxtehude and Bach.
Right. Actually, three Bs. I'm planning to have fun. Some of the works are by Bach, a prelude and fugue in C major, and then one of the settings of one of the hymns. A lamb goes, no, it's on Wasserfluße, Babylon is the tune name. Then a big work by Buxtehude, and then I'm doing a set that's lighter by a living composer, Michael Burkhardt, setting of Thanksgiving hymns, because I think this is the Thanksgiving season, and I want a joyful Thanksgiving feel to the pre-service selections.
And Pastor Miller, there will be opportunities for a few more selections that have not been pre-selected. Is that right? Or that were there was a survey online, so that will come out that night too.
We chose five of the hymns ahead of time, including In Thee Is Gladness, Now Thank We All Our God, A Little Flock, Fear Not the Foe, O Christ Our True and Only Light, and A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth. And then we put out a survey with 76 other hymns from the Lutheran service book that were from this time period. They were either written during the 30 Years' War or by a hymn writer that survived and perhaps written in the decades that followed. And we'd like that to be a surprise, the hymns that came out on top. So they're ones that people like to sing, and the good old Lutheran hymns that people will enjoy singing. And we'll just kind of put that out there to entice people to come on over and join us.
So this is Sunday, November 18th. What time at St. John's in New Minden?
The organ recital starts at 6:30 and the hymn festival at 7 o'clock.
Oh, outstanding. Sounds like a wonderful evening of music. Pastor Tim Miller, St. John's Lutheran Church, New Minden, Illinois. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dr. Nancy Peterson, organist at Zion Lutheran Church in Muskoda, Illinois, and presenting at the Organ and Hymn Festival at St. John's, New Minden. Thank you so much, Dr. Peterson.
Thank you.
Coming up, more music.
Yay.
More music, great music here in the St. Louis area. You're listening to the Coffee Hour.